Now, this appears to be a parenthetical, premature close of chapter 23, saying these are the feasts of Adonai. But then it picks up again in the next verse with Sukkot. So going on in verse 39, it says, "So beginning with the 15th day of the seventh month, after you have gathered the crops of the land, celebrate the festival to Adonai for 7 days. The first day is a day of rest, and the eighth day is also a day of rest." It reiterates some stuff we already know, but then it goes on to tell us about rest. So unlike the Feast of Matzah, where rest is not commanded, these rest days, the first day of Sukkot and the eighth day, are more like Yom Teruah, where Shabbaton is commanded. So the first and eighth days are not just no work days, but they're also days for Shabbaton, for rest. We also see in this verse, celebrate this as a feast to Adonai. The word celebrate there is the Hebrew chagag, which means to celebrate, to feast, or to dance, or even to reel. And I wonder if in this case it means to reel from having too much wine. We have to keep in mind, and we'll talk about this a little bit more, feasts are joyful. Feasts involve feasting. And part of feasting may be having a lot of wine. In fact, there's a segment of scripture where it talks about bringing your second tithe with you to Jerusalem to use for feasting. You're supposed to convert, you know, if you can't bring it all, convert it to money and take it there and spend it on whatever you want to spend it on, whether you want to spend it on wine or food or whatever. So in verse 39, we learn, again, it's the 15th day of the seventh month, and we're to celebrate, we're to dance and reel, feast. All right, verse 40. On the first day, you are to take choice fruit from the trees and palm fronds, leafy branches, and poplars, and rejoice before Adonai your God for 7 days. So here we find the command to rejoice. We're commanded to rejoice. And we're to do it before Adonai on the first day of Sukkot. How are we to rejoice? It says, by taking choice fruit from trees, palm fronds, leafy branches, and river willows. But what do we do with them? How are we supposed to rejoice with these branches and leaves? Well, Judaism's answer, the religious answer, and we're not talking about cultural Judaism, which would include, for instance, decorating the sukkah with fruit and things like that. The religious answer is found in the lulav and the etrog. The lulav is a bound palm frond with myrtle and willow. And you hold that in one hand. And the etrog is a citrus fruit, like a lemon or an orange, that's native to Israel. These are the elements used to rejoice for Sukkot. Only the palm is explicitly mentioned in Scripture in this particular passage. Now, what you do is you take these two elements and you hold them together in your hands, and while reciting the Hallel, you wave them in the four cardinal directions, north, south, east, and west, and then you wave it toward heaven and you wave it toward earth. Now, why does Judaism say to do this? Well, presumably, it's a way of beseeching God, because God is everywhere, so you wave it in all directions, and you're beseeching God to bless the land with rain. Also, since waving the four species is extra biblical, it may alternatively come from the superstition that waving keeps away the evil spirits. That's the way Judaism interprets this verse in chapter 23. Scripture just says, though, to rejoice with them. How do we rejoice with them? We'll come back to that. Let's go on to verse 41 in chapter 23. Celebrate this as a festival to Adonai for 7 days each year. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. Celebrate it in the seventh month. So again, this verse basically reiterates stuff we already know, but then it adds that this is a lasting ordinance. This is something that Israel is supposed to do for generations to come. Verses 42 and 43. Live in booths, or Sukkot, for 7 days. All native-born Israelites are to live in Sukkot, so your descendants will know that I had the Israelites live in Sukkot when I brought them out of Egypt. I am Adonai, your God. So according to these verses, all native-born of Israel are to live in Sukkot. To live, meaning to dwell or remain or sit or abide in Sukkot for 7 days.